Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca, and we're just hours away from Royal Rumble 2021. As we all know, we've talked about it a lot. This is going to be unlike any other Royal Rumble that we have ever seen. It's going to be extremely different than the Royal Rumble, even from last year, with 43,000 fans in attendance. This is going to be in the Thunderdome. But let me tell you this. This is going to be an extremely significant Royal Rumble. Probably one of the better Royal Rumbles that we have seen over the last few years. Of course, you're not going to get the moment like an Edge return and that pop from the crowd. But I really think the stories that are going to be driven from what we see is going to take us all the way to that road to WrestleMania 37. And I have it broken down into five different categories, five things that you need to look for in the Royal Rumble this year. And it starts at number one, and that is what a lot of people look for at the Royal Rumble, and those are those NXT call-ups. And I think we're going to get some NXT call-ups at the Royal Rumble. And two that are extremely significant, one from the men's, and one from the women's Royal Rumble match. First of all, with the women's Royal Rumble match, and this should be no surprise because we have not seen her on NXT at all over the last few weeks, especially after the loss from Gonzalez, and that's Rhea Ripley. We saw Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania 36, which I thought was one of the best matches, not only at WrestleMania, but one of the matches of the year, and that is Rhea Ripley and Charlotte Flair. Could we see that again in the future? I don't know, because I really don't know if Rhea Ripley even wins the Royal Rumble, what championship she would go after, because I could see her being a fit on Raw or on SmackDown. But I do think you're going to see Rhea Ripley in the Rumble match on Sunday. How about this? From the men's side and the men's Royal Rumble match, I think you're going to get from NXT Damian Priest. Once again, somebody who really had a huge 2020. And even when I saw him as Punishment Martinez in Ring of Honor, I always saw this guy as a perfect fit for the WWE. And I think he's going to make an appearance at this year's Royal Rumble. The second category are people that you think you're going to see at the Royal Rumble that you're not going to see. Everybody makes their predictions about who are going to be the surprises. Who are we going to possibly see that it's going to make a significant impact that carries us on this road to WrestleMania 37. But I'm sorry, for all these people making the predictions on the men's side and the women's side, you're not getting these surprises. And first and foremost, on the women's side, you're not getting Ronda Rousey. A lot of people think, hey, we're going to get Ronda. She'd be a perfect fit for Charlotte or Sasha. Maybe we might even get a women's main event again at 37 like we did at WrestleMania 35. If that does happen, it's not going to be with Ronda Rousey. On the men's side, and everybody thinks this has happened, almost like it's a foregone conclusion that this is going to happen, and that is Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar is not going to appear, in my opinion, at the Royal Rumble. You are going to see Brock and Roman. You are going to see Paul Heyman conflicted. I just don't think it's the right time right now. And we'll talk more about this later when I give you my prediction on who's going to win the Royal Rumble this year. Listen, if they do it this year and you see Brock and it comes into a story with Roman Reigns for WrestleMania 37, I honestly think it's way too soon. Roman is gold with Paul Heyman right now. There's no reason for right now to rock the boat with those two. It's a great relationship. It's must-see TV every Friday. And I think this would be the wrong time to bring back Brock Lesnar. All right, the third category and the third thing to look for is the X Factor. And the X Factor this year, I believe, is Aleister Black. That's right. Aleister Black. When was the last time you even saw Aleister Black on your TV? It's ridiculous. And maybe there's some political things. Obviously, a lot of people talk about that. But this guy is way too talented. And I think they kept him off of TV for a reason. And that reason is to make you forget about him. So it's a significant moment at this year's Royal Rumble. And I think you're going to see Aleister Black. And I think he is going to make a major dent at this year's Royal Rumble. But he won't be your winner. We'll get to that in a little bit. The fourth thing to look for, and this is always a big deal as well, and maybe the biggest deal when you talk about the Royal Rumble, and those are those surprises. Yeah, the wrestlers from the past that you haven't seen and now come back at the Royal Rumble. And you're going to get a big one in the men's side and the women's side. And that is first on the men's side. And it's somebody who had just recently left Impact Wrestling. And that's Rob Van Dam. Now is the time to give us Rob Van Dam at the Rumble. That would be a big moment. And you know Rob Van Dam could do some things in the ring that are going to make you say, wow. And that is definitely a wow with Rob Van Dam. On the women's side, and this is somebody who we had just recently seen on Raw backstage when they had all the big, veterans from the past come on Monday Night Raw. But this is somebody who could still go in the ring. And that's Melina. Melina. Why? How do I know? Did you watch NWA Power last year at all? She stepped into the ring. She could still go. And I think she's going to be making an appearance at this year's Women's Royal Rumble. Now, finally, let's get to the winners. And I have two wrestlers that I think, for different reasons, are going to win the Royal Rumble this year. First, on the women's side, my prediction to win the Rumble this year is Bianca Belair. Man, you talk about somebody that wowed you on NXT, came to the main roster, some great vignettes, and then was completely forgotten about. She seems to be making a little bit of leeway now, but now is definitely the time to put that rocket on her back, and I think Bianca Belair is a huge star. I think if used the right way, Bianca Belair could be talked about with the Baileys and the Sashas and the Charlottes. And this is why you don't need a Ronda Rousey to come back right now, because you have women on your roster that you're not using the right way. Asuka would be one, but definitely Bianca Belair. And I think Bianca Belair is going to win the Royal Rumble this year. On the men's side, and this is somebody, I don't know how many times I have to say this on Busted Open, that this is somebody as, man, he's taken for granted. Wrestling fans take this guy for granted. It's somebody that we thought we were going to lose forever in the ring. We were never going to see him again in a WWE ring, and we have. This is somebody who gave us one of the greatest WrestleMania moments of all time. And, oh, yeah, this is a guy who gave his opponent one of the greatest WrestleMania moments of all time. And that's Daniel Bryan. Whether it was against Kofi Kingston at WrestleMania 35, which I thought was one of the top 10 greatest moments in WrestleMania history. Then at WrestleMania 30, when he won in the main event, that was maybe arguably the greatest WrestleMania moment of all time and one of the greatest WrestleManias of all time in New Orleans. But I really think it's time to get this guy in a major program, and it's going to happen because Daniel Bryan, in my opinion, is going to win the Royal Rumble. And that's the guy who should be facing Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 37. Let's hold back on Brock. We will get The Rock at some point, but I think that's going to be in a couple of years when they're out in LA. But I think this year, the perfect story, and to get wrestling fans back invested in the product. Some of the fans that we've lost over the last few years, that guy to me is Daniel Bryan. So in the fifth and probably the most major category when you talk about the Royal Rumble is the winners. And again, I think it's Bianca Belair and Daniel Bryan. Either way, whether I am completely off on this or right, most likely I'll be completely off and I'll be getting phone calls on Monday about how terrible my predictions are. Those are my predictions for this year's Royal Rumble. One way or another, it's going to be significant. One way or another, it's going to bring some normalcy to our lives. And as always, the Royal Rumble is a hell of a lot of fun, and it's the road to WrestleMania 37. So I know I'll be watching. We'll be talking about it on Busted Open on Monday, but everybody enjoy what I think is going to be an historic Royal Rumble 2021.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.